All right, we're back from recess. It is 10:38, and we're on item number 7, discussion and consideration of establishing administrative fees for different funds. This has been an effort to try to get funds that are able to stand on their own and should stand on their own to do so and not be a draw from the general fund, Fund 10. Specifically, which is the general fund. We've had some work meetings and discussion on appropriate administrative fees applied to the funds that you know won't cripple them, that won't adversely affect them, but to take the pressure off Fund 10 as appropriate. One of the ideas that was discussed was to take the interest that's been accrued in some of these funds, and specifically the funds that I think we're discussing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Fund 11, which is the B Road Fund, Fund 19, which is SRS Fund, Fund 22, which is Economic Development, Fund 23, which is the TRT Fund, 25 is the RDA Fund, 28 is the Enterprise Fund for Water and Sewer in Dutch John, and 32 is the Event Fund. Those are the funds I've got on my list that we've identified. Are there others that I'm missing? Those are funds that we've identified as some that could bear some of the burden that they're incurring on Fund 10 and help them to be independent and standing on their own, at least in the respect of not being a draw from Fund 10. Brianne, did you have a chance to gather any more information on the interest that some of those funds have accrued over?
Yes. So in our general fund accounts, our PTIF, or our general fund, which includes 10, 11, 12, 13, do you have your cash summary? I can't remember all the count. 33. Yeah. So 10, 11, 12, 13, and 50. On this one, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 50. This is that PTIF that's associated with that. So as you can see here on your cash summary, PTIF 2259. Okay. These are the different funds that it goes into. This is the interest that we've earned on that account since 2019. Now this interest, we do not break it out into the other funds. It goes into Fund 10 and stays there. We don't break it out like we do with the Zions checking interest.
Okay, so okay. That's already
in Fund 10.
In Fund 10.
Mm-hmm. And I pulled the others. I pulled the two big RDA interest-bearing accounts. And these are strictly for Fund 25, these two. And so as of 2019, we've earned this much in interest and this much in interest on those two accounts.
And those are both RDA?
RDA accounts, yes.
PTIF?
PTIF
accounts.
Yes, so this is a separate of Zions checking. So these are their own accounts. So that gives you an idea of the interest that's been collected. And then I was asked by you to pull the procedure and rules for possible truth in taxation and a judgment levy, which I have here. And they've been emailed to you guys as well from Matt Hurst.
Okay, and then the Zions checking.
Those are the numbers you have there.
Is what you gave us in the last work meeting.
Yes. Yep, and then you wanted to add the PTIFs on top of that. I did not print reports out on Fund 28's PTIF because they're associated with the bond. Fund 28 has three PTIFs for water, the water replacement bond, and that was done in 2015, I believe. It was before I was here, but I transferred all the money that I needed to into those PTIFs, but I did not print the interest because I'm not 100% sure we can touch it, that interest. We'll have to do some research on the bond and see if...
Well, the interest from the money for the bond.
Yes. I have to put... So every year I transfer money into those PTIF accounts and we don't touch it. And it accrues interest. Well, in my opinion, and I could be totally wrong, but if they have to be in their own PTIF account, so there's three different accounts, they have to be in their own PTIF account so that interest stays with that money.
Sure, but the interest can be applied to the payment of the bond, correct?
I'm sure, but I don't know if we can pull it out. Maybe unless the bond has an admin fee.
My point being that if the interest can be applied to the payment of the bond, thus reducing the
yes.
amount that comes out of Fund 28 to pay the bond, right? Mm-hmm. Then it serves its purpose.
There will be amount left over.
And,
I don't know.
And there still could be an admin fee applied to Fund 28.
I just don't know much about that bond.
Yeah. And that's okay. I don't think we necessarily have to apply the administrative fee for Fund 28 on the interest in that.
Yeah, PTIF. That's why I didn't print those PTIFs out. I thought maybe that we may not even be able to touch it. But we do collect interest on Zion's checking on behalf of Fund 28. But the PTIFs associated with Fund 28 are bond PTIFs for the bond.
Okay, so this sheet that this applies to the Zion's checking
yes.
interest.
No PTIFs.
So the sum of these is what we could consider in that train of thought.
If you want to consider the interest, I don't know.
Can I ask what that sum is? Or is it for the RBA? What is the sum for the RBA?
So if you add science checking, based on the total interest on this spreadsheet for 2025, is $31,317.97. And then for 24, it was $20,127.62.
I didn't bring my phone in. I apologize. Or I'd add those up, and then you and then
I can add them. It's just over 51,000, almost 51,500.
Take the interest from those two RDA, and that would give you the total interest. But that.
Yeah, so as it pertains...
But the Zion's checking is only back till 24 because prior to that we weren't...
Right.
We weren't getting interest.
So, yeah. So if we were to add the PTIF 5610, which is an RDA PTIF, which going back to 2019 is 141,911.28... And then for PTIF 5583 RDA, that was 240,289.13. Plus the Zion's checking for the RDA 24 and 25, it's 20,127.62 plus 31,317.97. So the total interest from 19, both in Zion's and those two PTIFs for the RDA, would be $433,646. just as it applies to Fund 25. Does that sound accurate? Am I articulating that appropriately, correctly? And then there was interest, you know, in the other funds that I mentioned, 11, 19, 22, 23, 28, and 32, in the Zions checking account, both for 24 and 25, and I could do the math on adding those up as well, and I'll do that. So that the RDA total interest, Zions and PTIFs was 433,646. And let me just add these others real quick. Okay, so the Zions checking totals for funds 11, 19, 22, 23, 28, and 32 for the interest that was accrued in 2024 is $65,883.33, and the interest accrued in those same funds in 25 would be $70,509.53. So that's a total of $143,392.86. Were to add that together with the interest from Zions checking for the RDA and the two PTIFs that we've discussed, then that would be a total of $577,038.86, if I've done my math correctly. And that was an idea that we discussed about applying the interest that's accrued in those accounts that we've specified to pay for the administrative costs. So the effort would be to not touch the principal in those accounts, but use the interest to pay back Fund 10, or make it so it's not a draw on Fund 10, not necessarily pay back Fund 10, but make it so it's not a draw on Fund 10 for the administrative costs, the actual administrative costs that pertain to those accounts. It is an effort to pay it back in arrears, but then moving forward to let it stand alone.
So the interest, like in Fund 25, so are you saying just use strictly just the interest, or let the interest subsidize the remaining balance? Because I believe in the report Perry has there with what Fund 25, is it 25 or 28 that I'm thinking of? I might be
25 is ordinary.
Yeah, is it 28 that's the 600?
Yeah, 25.
Okay, 25. So that helps. I mean, it puts a dent, but we would still need to touch the principal balance in Fund 25 to bring up what Carrie's suggestion is, the study that she has done.
Well,
I think it's 600,000 or something, isn't it? And so the interest comes up to what, 400?
For the RDA?
For the RDA.
433,646.
Yeah. So it would be about 200,000 difference that we'd have to pull from the principal balance to match.
That we could pull.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm asking. Would you be willing to do that with this survey that Carrie's done with the hours and everything? Yeah, the interest helps, but it's not going to pay the... You might have to touch the principal balance a little bit.
Well, it's certainly an option, mm-hmm. That's on the table. You know, we are permitted. So just to give a little bit more background on the record, we did a study amongst ourselves to find out, looking backwards, mm-hmm. what the amount of wages and benefits that were used by county employees and elected officials, what part of their wages and benefits could be applied appropriately to these funds for work that's been done on their behalf. Mm-hmm. We could take an easy approach that's allowed by the state, by law, of just applying 15% to all those funds for administrative fees. But in an effort to be more accurate, we have done a study to try to determine actual costs, and we're going to be even more accurate moving forward because there's an eye on it in to track it and be even more accurate moving forward. So I think we've done good diligence. Again, looking through the lens that we don't want to adversely affect the funds, especially not cripple the funds, so that they can't do the job that they were set up to do. So I'm not necessarily a proponent of saying, let's take the maximum regardless.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't think you're saying that, but
no,
for the record,
no.
We're not, that we want to protect the funds so that they can do what they're supposed to do, what we want them to do. And we're not going to the maximum easy route, which is permissible by law.
15%.
We've decided to try to be accurate in the application of those wages and benefits so that it's appropriate and it's justified and it's quantified. And so in that effort, we could, for discussion, charge the RDA in particular, and probably some of the other funds as well, more than just the interest, to your point.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's not just take just the interest, but we're going to have to touch a little bit of the fund balance. Also,
well, I'm reluctant to say we have to, but it's an option
that
we have.
So Carrie and I discussed maybe looking at each fund separately. And correct me if I'm wrong. We've had a lot of discussion on this, and maybe, and not, obviously not do the full 15%. Maybe one fund we do 7%. RDA we do 8%. Fund 28, 10%, 12%, or something like that. Something that would match the study that Carrie has done with right. different offices. Match that, but not. We're not looking to just.
Not a blanket.
Terrorize every fund.
Yeah, not a blanket.
Yeah, yeah, not a blanket. But keep it. Transfer the one time amount, like the amounts that she's got there on her report. Transfer those in, and then budget what you would the percentage for next year. Okay, 7% admin fund on this fund for next. So for next year's budget, we budget that money aside, but it's not a full 15% straight across the board, but maybe one fund would need to pay a higher percentage. As far as my office is concerned, I work more in Fund 25. Marjorie does an incredible amount of work in Fund 28. So maybe not 15% in Fund 28 for an admin fee, maybe more 12, 11, 10%, 9%.
Well, whatever the actual study
is that it reflects.
Right.
Yeah, and Marjorie is doing that on her time card. So maybe take a look at each fund. Maybe the road department is 8%, 6%, something like that. Whereas, you know, we do a little more.
And I guess what I would say is that we use the data that we collected. Otherwise, if we're just tying it to interest, then there's no point in continuing to collect that data, I guess, if we're not going to use it. And I think...
Well, and I'd argue we are using the data, even if we just collect the interest. The data is still important.
But if you're just going to tie it to interest forever, then
interest is not going to last forever.
Well, and the work in the, like...
I mean, we'll always collect interest, but in 2019, when we started this, interest was 2%. In 24, it was 6%. So those amounts
are... It's a variable.
Gonna, yeah.
And there's been years where it's been happening.
Yeah.
There's years that I remember where it cost us more to have a checking account than the interest we earned. But I guess... The more I've thought about it, I think, like, Fund 28 has had an administrative fee taken out in the years that we're talking about. Fund 11 has. It's not as big as what this information shows. So I guess we could go back and look at, you know, fixing that. The RDA is the biggest one that sticks out. And, you know, I don't know. What's the fund balance of the RDA?
So, yeah.
With all the different PPIFs and Zions.
Okay, so Zions checking has, do you have a pen or whatever, added up, $651,000. PTIF 5583 has 1.4 million. I'm just giving you just rounded numbers. And then PTIF 5610 has 872,000.
Yeah, but and remember of that, there's some that's restricted.
Yeah, the JRL.
So you're at 2.2, almost 2.2. My suggestion would probably be to at least use these fund averages for the year 2026 in the budget, and then maybe, you know, And then next year, when we look at, when we have 2026 data, we can budget that amount in 2027. So that each year we're
right.
using that information. And I honestly would take the 671 from the RDA that hasn't paid those administrative fees all these years. I would take that and I would probably pre-call the loan at the same time and just a one-time retroactive get it right thing. And then, like I said, some of those other funds, I would use these numbers that we have in those funds for going forward, for this year and going forward. And we could look at, like, Fund 11 comes to $27,000 based on the one-year number. In the past, we've taken between $13,000 and $18,000. So it's maybe not the full amount, so maybe we look at Fund 11 and recapture some of that, or maybe not, I don't know. But the RDA is the one where you see a lot of the work being done, and has the ability. It would only be a couple hundred thousand a year. But then again, you look at the beginning of the RDA, the county had property and they gave it to the RDA. So that RDA was gifted a lot of assets,
yeah,
a lot of value.
For sure.
And I guess that's kind of my
thing. Yeah, and we do need to look at. Speaking as an example, using Fund 11 as an example, it has been charged, that fund in particular has been charged an admin fee, and then we've done the study to find out more appropriately what it should be charged, but and the difference is what should be made up, right? Not the full amount of the study, but the difference of what is paid versus what it should have been. And that would apply really to all the funds, although the RDA fund is the admin fee on that fund has been very minimal,
yes,
in the past.
You're talking $300.
Yeah. Next to nothing.
And then
based
80,
on how we were calculating.
Yeah, Fund 80 we don't have in there, but the LEED grant has an administrative fee built into it. So I would suggest on that one you just
use
whatever
it.
The grant allows to use.
And there'll be other examples of that, I'm sure, moving forward where we're restricted by an agreement, which makes sense. Randy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I just so it all fastens to, you know, I longed, it sounded like it's been thought through all the way, and just so that the auditors and stuff, as long as it's all, it's in the thing.
Yeah, it was the auditor's suggestion.
It was. And that's a good point. Our outside auditor's suggestion to let funds stand alone, at least as much as possible.
Just a reminder that we did have a closed session scheduled for 11 o'clock.
Yeah, thank you.
So then I did pull the information. I can provide that to you. We can discuss it maybe later. But we do need to get on the stick here if we're going to do the judgment levy and possibly raise taxes. We have to have that done here in a month.
Yeah, well, if you could get that information you found out, give us some copies of that for consideration.
Yeah, so I'll give this to you. So the on the judgment levy, the judgment was entered in November 17th of 2025, so that's reflected there, and then it goes over everything. Okay. And you have that in your email, too. I know Matt Hurst sent it to the commission as well, and then I did some further research. So we can do them both at the same time, so you can have one public hearing.
As an option, mm-hmm. if we choose to move forward with that. Yeah.
You can have two separate if you want, but I don't know why you'd want to do two separate. I mean, you could just do it all in one bang. But we have to have that done before Carrie sends her valuation notices out. So we'd have to have that done by the end of June.
Yep.
And you have to have 10 days to post it. It has to be on its own day. There's a whole set of criteria that need to be done before.
So we do, to Lorinda's point, need to go into a scheduled closed session. In the meantime, while we're in that closed session, Carrie, could you, if we were to take your recommendation as it pertains to Fund 25, and then also the other funds that we've discussed, could you give us a sum total of what that would look like by the fund? Would that be difficult to come up with?
No.
You probably have done most of that work already.
Yeah, it's in that spreadsheet, and I can get that pretty fast. The one thing that causes me a question is Fund 32. It's basically a brand new fund. And the people that have allocated time to it, it comes up to 53,000. And I don't think that fund is even collected.
Yeah, and I'd be okay just scratching that from the list at this point.
Especially because we're not doing it. Where it's new, it wouldn't be retroactive.
Right.
Okay.
And it's such a minimal amount that.
What's that?
You have a problem with that? Any more than you've even collected?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Okay. Well, good discussion. We'll come back to this, and if you could give us some totals and breakdowns, that would be helpful.
To have it on next week's agenda.
No, I want to. I want to at least have the opportunity to act on it today.
Okay.
No.
I can talk to
you.
Okay. Okay. Do you need anything else
from
me? You can have those.
Perhaps.
Oh, I'll be back.
Nothing that I can think of at this point, but yeah.
A little dance on the. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Good discussion. Okay.
No, thank you.
So we do have a need to go into closed session for the purposes of purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. I'd entertain that.
Sorry,
motion.
Jesse.
Jesse, I'll text you.
Okay, I'll be back.
Lorinda, I emailed that link to you.
To me?
Yeah, because I don't think I can respond to this email. Not only if I reply to it, but I think it'll only back to you. But yeah, that should be the link for the closed session. So I can end this one real quick and start the close.
Well, let's make it official with the motion. If you're so inclined.
Okay, I'll make the motion.
So the motion has been made to go into closed session for the purposes stated, and I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Randy Acey, aye.
Matt Tippett's aye. So we will transition to closed. It's 11:12.